Exam file, page 156. Understand a recording. Canada and the boat people.
In the spring of 1975, 130,000 refugees escaped Vietnam. Tiny boats full of South Vietnamese soldiers and their families set off down the Mekong River in the hopes of surviving the 600-mile journey to the Malaysian coast. They were the first wave of Vietnamese boat people, but they were not the last. Before South Vietnam surrendered, Canada sent out letters promising landed immigrant status to 14,000 South Vietnamese with relatives in Canada if they could make it out of Vietnam. Immediately upon South Vietnam's surrender, Canada also offered permanent resident status to the 4,000 Vietnamese already in the country if they did not want to return to Vietnam. Those South Vietnamese allies left behind faced years of hard labor, imprisonment, and death.
Stephen Thomas Varry is one of thousands of Canadians who wants to help the boat people. So he asked that a Vietnamese family come to live in the basement flat of his Toronto home. He expects them shortly. Thomas Varry insists that he's not specially good or noble. It's simply that he's paying off a debt, at least in part. Thomas Varry was a refugee himself, one of thousands who fled their native Hungary during the revolution more than 20 years ago. Flat broke, unable to speak English, Canada welcomed him. Now he owns a small construction company. He says that he feels a kinship with the displaced Vietnamese and that he acted in the most practical way he could think of.
In the spring of 1975, 130,000 refugees escaped Vietnam. Tiny boats full of South Vietnamese soldiers and their families set off down the Mekong River in the hopes of surviving the 600-mile journey to the Malaysian coast. They were the first wave of Vietnamese boat people, but they were not the last. Before South Vietnam surrendered, Canada sent out letters promising landed immigrant status to 14,000 South Vietnamese with relatives in Canada if they could make it out of Vietnam. Immediately upon South Vietnam's surrender, Canada also offered permanent resident status to the 4,000 Vietnamese already in the country if they did not want to return to Vietnam. Those South Vietnamese allies left behind faced years of hard labor, imprisonment, and death.
Stephen Thomas Varry is one of thousands of Canadians who wants to help the boat people. So he asked that a Vietnamese family come to live in the basement flat of his Toronto home. He expects them shortly. Thomas Varry insists that he's not specially good or noble. It's simply that he's paying off a debt, at least in part. Thomas Varry was a refugee himself, one of thousands who fled their native Hungary during the revolution more than 20 years ago. Flat broke, unable to speak English, Canada welcomed him. Now he owns a small construction company. He says that he feels a kinship with the displaced Vietnamese and that he acted in the most practical way he could think of.
In the spring of 1975, 130,000 refugees escaped Vietnam. Tiny boats full of South Vietnamese soldiers and their families set off down the Mekong River in the hopes of surviving the 600-mile journey to the Malaysian coast. They were the first wave of Vietnamese boat people, but they were not the last. Before South Vietnam surrendered, Canada sent out letters promising landed immigrant status to 14,000 South Vietnamese with relatives in Canada if they could make it out of Vietnam. Immediately upon South Vietnam's surrender, Canada also offered permanent resident status to the 4,000 Vietnamese already in the country if they did not want to return to Vietnam. Those South Vietnamese allies left behind faced years of hard labor, imprisonment, and death.
Stephen Thomas Varry is one of thousands of Canadians who wants to help the boat people. So he asked that a Vietnamese family come to live in the basement flat of his Toronto home. He expects them shortly. Thomas Varry insists that he's not specially good or noble. It's simply that he's paying off a debt, at least in part. Thomas Varry was a refugee himself, one of thousands who fled their native Hungary during the revolution more than 20 years ago. Flat broke, unable to speak English, Canada welcomed him. Now he owns a small construction company. He says that he feels a kinship with the displaced Vietnamese and that he acted in the most practical way he could think of.